And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dependable. There's a reason I am playing Shining Star with Earth, Wind, and Fire on Pep Talk this Monday morning, because we've got some shining stars in the studio right now. I am so excited and privileged to have Captain Chandra Newman, who is the CEO, Commanding Officer at NAS Pensacola. You rock, woman.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, good morning.
And along with her, introduce your guest with you, Lieutenant.
I've got Lieutenant Junior Grade Sarah Topic is here with us this morning. She's a flight student up at Whiting Field and is hanging with us at NAS Pensacola, doing some public affairs, helping us with the air show.
Yes.
And a few other things. And then I've got Mr. Bruce Cummins as well, who's our public affairs officer.
Yeah.
Good morning.
And you're a shining star, too. Just want to throw that in there.
Thank you. That was outstanding. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, sir. We have so much to talk about, and I'm so happy to finally meet you. I've heard so many good things about Mama San. So tell us what is happening at Pensacola NAS. And right off the bat, I just want to say how grateful I am that you're open to all the locals again. I mean, that was something, it was just a terrible time for all of us to not have access. So now that we do, tell us everything.
Now that we do, So a lot of work went into getting the public access back, particularly to the Naval Aviation Museum. And then this year, we just announced last week that we are shifting the air show to the 14th and 15th of November.
I heard that,
so just a slide week, 1 week. Some really amazing tasking has potential has popped up for the Naval Flight Demonstration Squadron, the Blue Angels. And working with the boss of the Blues, we were able to, they were able to extend their show week one more week to accommodate us shifting the entire air show so they can still support the homecoming air show. And so we're very, very excited that we're still able to put on this with the community, open our gates, have the open house. And we, last year, we saw over 300,000 people there.
That's
when we had the
I'm
Blues and the Thunderbirds together, right?
Yeah.
And then so this year, Blues are going to be showing out in their unique fashion. And we'll be able to do that homecoming show on the 14th and 15th. And the Steam Day, we're moving that with it Collide, which will be on the 13th for all the local area schools.
Okay. And part of it's because of a big celebration, I understand, the 250th?
Yeah. So there's been celebrations throughout the entire year, different fleet weeks and events. The Blues have performed at many of them. And so this one is a little bit of a pop-up that just caused us to have to shift a little bit. Flash mob for the Blues? I don't know. They'll be able to tell everybody what they're doing here later. But so we're just shifting it to the 14th and 15th. So the Navy celebrates her 250th birthday on October 13th. The Marine Corps celebrates her birthday on November 10th.
Wow.
That's
incredible.
It's pretty awesome.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so we have all the same events. So if you already got your tickets, I understand they're still good.
They're still good. We're shifting everything into the right. So for everybody who bought their premium seating, the air show's free for everybody.
Right.
But there's some folks who chose to buy some premium seating on the flight line. All those tickets are going to shift right with them. If something has happened, it is a different week. People's plans change. They will be able to go back to a 10-star, so tickets at 10star.com, and get their refunds if they're no longer able to join us.
Gotcha.
I hope they can, though.
Yeah, they should be able to. I would think you've got enough notice right now to make a change.
Yeah, it's right at 8 weeks.
And yeah, so that's plenty of time.
We're shifting everything around. Everybody's hard at work.
Plenty of time, right?
Yeah.
Only eight weeks is something we've been planning for 8 months.
No problem.
For those individuals that did purchase that preferred premium seating right there, you can send an email to tickets at attendstar.com or call them at 615-223-1008. That's attendstar, and that's for it's the vendor for the preferred premium seating for the 2025 Naval Air Station Pensacola Blue Angels. Homecoming Air Show.
Thank you. That is a mouthful, but you did very well, and it's great to have that access to that information. The other thing was to talk about the STEAM program, because that's pretty cool. I heard you on the morning show talking about it, so I thought, ooh, I got to ask her.
Absolutely. So last year was the first year that NAS Pensacola hosted a STEAM Day, and it was celebrating the 55th lunar landing.
Mm-hmm.
So we had astronauts out there. NASA came in big form, Purdue, Auburn, a bunch of others, for hands-on for the STEAMs for our Escambia County and Santa Rosa County students.
Mm-hmm.
We had over 7,500 kids, administrators, the superintendent, everybody out there running on the flight line. So instead of being there with 150,000 of your closest friends on Friday or Saturday, it was about 7,500 kids.
Gee, in my mind, I was thinking 75, not 7,500.
7,500. Hands-on on the STEAM. And that's like a dress rehearsal day for the acts to get their sequence and timing.
Sure,
and checkpoints and all the things they need to do to execute a very safe show.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids are getting a pre-look without,
crowds
and everything else. And if there's, the time between acts as they're taking off and landing, they were going off and popping off bottle rockets with NASA and some other things really hands-on. So this year we're doing it again, and we're bringing in a lot more of our local flavor with UWF and PSC, IHMC, and some others. We're hoping everybody, is with us on the shift, as well as Purdue and Auburn are coming back as well because they loved it. And so we're going to have a STEAM Day, and the best part is that Okaloosa County and Baldwin County and Walton County were like, hey, what about us?
So there you go.
So I think we're going to see more flavors across the panhandle and our neighbors in Alabama. And so, I wouldn't be shocked to see more than 10,000 kids out there. Hands-on STEAM.
Yeah, and what does STEAM stand for those that don't know?
Science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
Because I knew STEM, but I'm thinking, what's the A? Okay,
so we're throwing in a little bit of the arts.
Love
that. Especially with you get into the AI, the computer technology, broadcasting, there's a lot of technical knowledge that comes with the art of being able to put something like this on.
No question about
it. And so we're bringing in all those different flavors that come in. So whether you want to be the engineer in the background or to be that creator in the front of content, we're trying to bring all those elements in and really bring in a local flavor that's right here for the kids to see what's in their own backyard and dream big.
I want to be a kid again.
I swear. I was at this last year, this STEAM event, and I was like,
I want to be a kid again.
I don't remember field trips like this.
Me either.
But the feedback that we had from, the schools and all the individuals that participated in this was nothing short of phenomenal.
Yeah.
They absolutely had a wonderful time, and we're excited to be able to put that on for them again this year.
Super.
Just the chance to inspire, this next generation of Navy and Marine Corps aviators or servicemen, if they choose to do that, but just the exposure to it. There were some individuals when I was at one of the school board meetings who said that they had students that had never actually been seen the Blue Angels practice.
Wow.
And they live here in Escambia County, so being able to expose them to something unique like that, and in a kind of a first-class way.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They had a blast.
Hands-on, absolutely.
We have an absolutely phenomenal time putting it on for them.
Neat.
So they get to see the best of the best perform, dream big, get hands-on, get excited, and you never know what they'll do.
I love it. Okay, the dates again for the show now, just so we get sure
everybody
gets right
on the calendar. November 14th and 15th.
Okay.
So Friday and Saturday, November 14th and 15th, the base will be open to the public for our flight line to come out and enjoy the air show. And then on the 13th for our local schools will be the STEAM Day.
Okay. I have to ask you now. I'm very excited. My father was in the Navy, so I have a kindred spirit here.
All right now.
But to see a woman as commanding officer of NAS Pensacola, can I just say, as a woman who grew up in the 70s, how excited I am about that and the fact that you have certainly earned your wings, so to speak. So you have a tremendous background. How long have you been at the base now?
Just over 10 months.
Yeah.
So November will be the 1 year. So actually the November 15th of that
That'll
show
be your
is my 1 year anniversary.
I love that.
That is just coincidence. I swear I did not do that.
So I would love to hear a little bit about your background and also the lieutenant's background.
Yeah. So Sarah, you go for it. Tell them about yourself.
Okay. Yeah. I grew up in Central Texas, just south of Dallas in a little city. That's one of the reasons why the STEAM Day is so near and dear to my heart, because I would have been one of those kids that would have come for the first time and been able to see all that and say, wait, I can do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can grow up and be one of those people.
Yeah.
Too. And then, luckily, I was very fortunate and blessed to get into the Naval Academy, did my 4 years there, and direct commission naval aviation. I kind of knew right off the get-go I wanted to go helicopters, because you know, surprisingly enough, I saw the movie Guardian, and even though it's a Coast Guard film, I was like, I want to do that.
I understand that. My brother was a warrant officer in the Army. He was an Army helicopter pilot.
See, and they're just so cool. There's just something about how dynamic they are. That's why, you know, the 57 getting sundown, I was kind of a little sad about that.
We had a really unique thing happen Friday over at the... installation. There's so much that goes on Naval Air Station Pensacola.
True.
And I know that this is something that's near and dear to your guys' hearts as helo pilots.
Both having flown that aircraft.
So when you both flew that aircraft.
Oh, yeah, 106. It's in my logbooks, too.
Wow. It's in my logbook.
Wow. Okay.
What was it that happened with all that then? What was the ceremony all about?
So, on Friday, Whiting Field was able to fly down their TH-57, the last flight, to bring it to the Naval Aviation Museum.
I saw the photo. I saw the video.
Oh, yeah. The Commodore, the CO at Whiting, everybody was there celebrating their mission and what they do. They produce 100% of the Navy, the Marine Corps, and the Coast Guard rotary.
Wow.
For the fleets.
I did not realize that.
100%. Wow. Every aviator that wears these wings of gold and flies a helicopter is coming out of Whiting, and that's where I came out of as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came down, Sterles Gilliam, the director of the Naval Aviation Museum, accepted this aircraft, and I have to say, you know, I think it stings a little bit more for me than it does for Miss Topic here, having flown that airframe, and now I've got two in the museum.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, that hurts. You know, you've been doing it for a while. Yeah, you know, you've been doing it for a while.
Wow, that's fantastic.
But it was a great celebration of an airframe that has, I think they said, over 33,000 aviators.
Gosh.
For the Navy, the Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and some of our joint coalition forces as well.
So much to be proud of. Much to be proud of. So it's Lieutenant Junior Grade Sarah Topic, yes?
Yes, ma'am.
So what is your role here now?
My role here now, I am just waiting to get medically cleared to go back to flying the Thrasher, the 73, the new helicopter we have in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited about it because, as far as I know, as much as I love the TH-57, the AC... doesn't always work as much. Also, you know, it's a little shakier than it probably was back then.
There's some perks now that
I like to say that if a military aircraft has air conditioning, it's not for the aviators, it's for the avionics. We just happen to be innocent byproducts of it.
Oh, yes.
That's very funny. That's great.
So we've been putting together for the last several months the homecoming air show, and Miss Topic's been instrumental in that. We've got a lot of things that we're kicking up and working for it. But we also, you know, next year's a big year for the country, right?
Yes, sir.
250 years as a country.
United States of America.
Now, we got another thing.
Bruce, it's not just 250 years for the country. It's 200 years for the base in this city.
Which is incredible.
I cannot believe it's been here that long.
It's hard to get my mind around that.
But I don't know.
Gosh.
It's fun when you say 200 years. People are like, yeah, 200 years. And it's like, no. 1826, President John Quincy Adams established Naval Shipyard Pensacola. We've been around for a hot minute.
Yeah, just a few. If you've got questions for our guests this morning, our shining stars here in the studio, please text it into Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you this morning. All right, so I want to hear a little bit, too, about what is a typical day for you, Commander?
It depends on what that first phone call is. No. So, you know, it's fascinating. So coming up as a naval aviator, you know, you learn squadron life, you learn squadron deployments. I was expeditionary and carrier based. Mm-hmm. I've done both. So, you know, the dynamic environments of forward flying at sea and to fly, fight, and win is just how you're growing up. So then when you're selected by a board for major command of an installation,
right?
Then you realize, oh, all that infrastructure and things that come with it.
Well, there's so many moving parts, I would imagine.
So it's running a mini city. So we've got about 25,000 plus or minus folks and families that work and live on the installation every day. And so between the fire and emergency response, the policing, the security forces, we have an airfield and a deep water port. We're the only DOD property with an airfield and deep water port in the entire Gulf of America.
Really?
Only four in the continental United States.
I did not know that. Wow. Yeah.
So the strategic positioning here, so we have very big partnerships with Department of Homeland Security, the Coast Guard. We've got three of their ships in our port. Everybody knows the Blue Angels. Everybody knows the airfield.
Right.
That's just one of 126 tenant commands of all the joint services. So Navy, Marine Corps,
Coast Guard. Say that again. Yeah, what you just said.
The Blue Angels are just
one. Because I'm sitting here thinking, Blue Angels, I haven't done that, and you said, say
of
it again.
Of 126 tenet commands.
Wow. Can you give us an example of some of those commands?
So Naval Aviation Schools Command, we've got Training Wing 6. We have their subordinate commands that are actually flying with the NFOs.
And one of the largest, the Naval Air Technical Training Center.
Yep. So the mega building that if you maintain or operate aircraft in all of the Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard, Naval Air Technical Training Center trains all of them from air traffic control to mechanics to avionics technicians to ordnance folks.
You're coming in to work on airplanes. Mm-hmm. You know, if you come in the military or in the Navy or Marine Corps to work on aircraft, you're going to school right here.
Yep. Okay. And the same thing is if you're a cyber professional or cryptologist or or signal intelligence professional, you all come here too. So everything that senses and makes sense of our electromagnetic spectrum and the cyber world starts at NAS Pensacola. Anything that flies and produces the effects on the other end of that spectrum starts here in Naval Air Station Pensacola.
See, and that's fascinating to me because I've lived here over 20 years and I think I know a lot about NAS Pensacola. Yeah. I've been on the base, I've been to the museum. I know nothing.
Neither did I, and I started my career here.
I mean, there's so much to learn, and I'm so thrilled to have you here. What do you think is one of the most possibly misinformation that's out there, or a myth that you've ever heard that you said, no, that's not what we do? Anything ever come up like that?
You know, one of the things that I've noticed over the last couple of years, and you know, it's easy to do, and I can see how a lot of people do that, but Corey Station isn't its own base.
Oh,
it's part of us. Yeah.
Okay. So that's one of the ones that.
That's a good one. That's what I was thinking of. Things like that.
It's hard to not see it as its own installation because it's removed.
Right.
A little bit.
But it is part of NAS.
NAS Pensacola.
But we have four different fence lines like that. Okay. And Corey Station being the big one. So, yeah, between and in the close proximity of NAS and Corey Station, it all falls under the umbrella of Naval Air Station Pensacola, the infrastructure and the commands and the emergency resources.
So then NAS Whiting Field is not necessarily separate, falls under your umbrella?
Nope. Whiting Field is actually its own. So I like to say that my brother to the north, my professional brother, Captain Elkins, call sign Thumbs, he basically has everything north of I-10.
Oh, okay.
And then I've got the things, I get things south of I-10. Now, he's got a bunch of outlying fields, I think 9 or something like that. He has a lot of the outlying fields where, like Miss Topic has gone and flown and trained, where I trained back in the day, too.
Right.
And the different airfields for not only the T-6, but the TH-57, or TH-73 now. and so he's got all of that responsibility. So I kind of like to say the demarcation line is almost like it's I-10. He's got everything north, I've got everything south. And we even have, like, the barracks and galleys for our joint forces explosive ordnance disposal teams in Eglin. That falls under our purview as well.
No kidding. See, this is like NAS Pensacola 101.
That's just one of our tenets.
Learning a lot. Talking with Captain Chandra Newman, she is the commanding officer of NAS Pensacola, also known as Mama San.
Yeah.
And we have Lieutenant Junior Grade Sarah Topic is here with us, and Bruce Cummings, Public Affairs Officer. So if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. I find it fascinating because I feel I should know all these things, and yet I don't. So I love hearing the details of what you do and what you're responsible for.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things is that, you know, I think there's a history throughout the military of we're this, you know, secret cabal behind the fence line, and it's just all these things. And there are certain things that we do that we just don't talk about, and that's just national security and strategy and things of that nature. But the military service, when you think about the outreach of the military or our homecoming, where it's an open house coming to our airfield to see this show, is that when you look across national statistics, it's about 1 in 10 of our American population has a real close connection to a military member, whether somebody in their family or somebody close by. And so when you get into big military towns like here and over in Eglin and things of that nature, it we can almost take it for granted a little
bit. That's
right.
That's exactly
right. Of just everybody, like you said, your dad was Navy.
And
everybody has, it seems like, a Navy or Marine Corps connection around here.
Yeah.
And so we get into that little bit of an echo chamber. We forget just how much we really can do and how much we can share with the greater public and with the people who, honestly, we have to be good stewards of those taxpayer dollars, and we have to be good stewards of how we take care of our resources, how we produce the next generation to fight and defend for this country. And so it shouldn't be so secretive sometimes. I mean, mm-hmm. like, again, we've got plenty of that.
We understand that, though.
But just our
that.
Mission and how integral and how integrated we should be with the community. I think here in Pensacola, we're second to none mm-hmm. with how much the community loves, owns, and is truly proud and possessive of the installation.
And that's one of the great things about the Homecoming Air Show,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's our chance to show this
Open
community just how much we appreciate them. You know, for 200 years, you know, this place is welcome.
Still can't get my mind around
it. That's a weird one to say. I wasn't around for that. They're going to make jokes on it, but I was.
I would say he cut us off before we had a chance.
I know, I was right there.
I was right there on it.
Me and Mama saw me. We were right there.
No, but it's always a treat when you go out in town and you see, you know, all the individuals that appreciate all of the service members that are coming through here. And a lot of these individuals have ties with this place.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, did some time, got out and stayed here or retired out, came back here.
Well, that's the thing that's a phenomenon to me is that the majority of the people that live here at some time or another served here yeah. and then came back. That's quite a testament.
It is. And it's really such a testament to the county and the city of mm-hmm. how much they truly invest and believe and want mm-hmm. the military veteran here. And you can't, there's not a better demographic than that growing population. And I think that's where, you know, our relationship just gets reinforced that much more. Mm-hmm.
So we have just a few minutes left. Is there anything we haven't talked about that y'all want to mention? And if not, I was going to ask you about what's your priority now? You're 10 months into it. How does it feel? What do you see?
Well, I think
now
we've got, you know, 8 weeks to go to get this air show. No, we're working on some really fantastic initiatives. And you mentioned it earlier about how hard it was when the public access was shut down from
yes.
the base. We're currently operating under a secretariat level waiver right now.
And what does that mean?
So to allow the public access to the museum, we're currently under a waiver by the Secretary of the Navy to keep that open. And the whole intent is to have a permanent solution in place and codified.
Mm-hmm.
So the security, the requirements to continue that flow of folks to come visit us, see the Blue Angels
yes.
practice, go to the museum, go to the lighthouse, go to the National Park Service there at Fort Barrancas. And so we have actually made a lot of progress in the last about 6 months. And I fully expect we're still working on some of the details, but I think here in 2026, we're going to be breaking ground on a couple of new of the inner control points and actually get that permanent solution in place.
Great.
Where we're not just operating out of a waiver from the secretary.
That's great.
And so then we can actually, I call it assured public access for that museum, which takes care of some of the security needs that I need,
mm-hmm.
but then also has a way where we can have an assurance where our public access to that museum and to that ability, you know, short of big national strategic issues, right?
Right, right, of course.
But here for our community in Pensacola, that we can have that base and that segment of our base open to the public.
That's fantastic.
So
great news.
For those of you who might not have heard the best kept secret in Pensacola,
mm-hmm.
the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show is shifting a week to the right.
November
All right, that's going to be
15th.
November 14th and 15th at NAS Pensacola. All right, so bear in mind also, that, you know, a lot of misinformation coming out there. The only official sources for the information coming out about the air show and about the installation are mm-hmm. actually the NAS Pensacola social media pages.
It's, okay.
You know, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, as well as the website, naspensacolaairshow.org.
Okay. I do have a question that came in on
hey.
The text line here. Are the options available for local businesses in the education STEM industry to participate in the STEAM event?
Yeah. So we actually have quite a few of our local businesses that are coming with hands-on activities. But if you're interested, please contact our public affairs.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a point of contact to his Lieutenant Commander Padgett, who is actually organizing all the STEAM days. So if you've got 8 weeks to go and we've got a footprint for you,
okay.
I would love you to get a hold of our public affairs. We'll connect you with Lieutenant Commander Padgett and we'll see what we can do. And the whole intent and purposes is to have hands-on events for these kids to be inspired.
Excellent. That sounds great. All right, we got about 30 seconds left. Anything else? I'm dying to ask where Mama San came from. Is that allowed?
It is absolutely allowed.
Is that a secret?
This is where I say this one time in Korea, and that's where that story will pause for now. But as Bruce has said, yes, I want to make sure everybody's tracking. The Homecoming Air Show is going to be the 14th and 15th. We don't want to lose
it.
We want to come and celebrate with you for the nation's the Navy's 250th with our Marine Corps friends. And thank you so much. We love being here. We love this community. and there's nothing like it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your service and all you do for our community. Captain Chandra Newman, who is the commanding officer for Naval Air Station Pensacola, along with Lieutenant Gina Graves, Sarah Topic, and Bruce Cummins, who is our public affairs officer. Thanks for arranging all of this for us, Bruce. What a pleasure to have both of you.
Thanks, Meg.
Hats off to you. Thank you so much for your service.
Thanks so much, man. Thanks so much.